Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alex Stone joins us now with a story that I think caught a lot of people off guard as a jetliner dumping fuel on what turned out to be a lot of school children in the end. Alex, how does this happen where a commercial airliner is dumping fuel over a populated area?
Well, good morning, Brian and Susan. Yeah, that's what's not clear this morning of why it was so dire on board the Delta Airlines Boeing 777 that they decided to dump fuel right over a heavily populated area of L.A. Now, typically, the FAA suggests dumping fuel out over an open area like the ocean, or if you're in the middle of the country, let's say you take off out of Denver, you go out over Wyoming or go out over the plains of Colorado, but not over populated areas. And at above 6,000 feet, so that fuel atomizes and evaporates. But in this case, it was done at 2,300 feet, right over schools and homes and businesses, that if pilots believe that they are in such a dire situation, yeah, they can return to the airport dumping fuel to get down to landing weight and don't worry about what that fuel is going to hit on the way down. But what's unclear is what was going on in the cockpit, because we know that they apparently had an engine surge when they take off, kind of like an engine stall in one of the two engines. But in a Boeing 777, you could operate on the other engine, circle for a while, dump your fuel out over the ocean, and then come back around and land. So the question for the pilots right now from the FAA and from officials here in L.A., why did they feel it was so dire that they could not wait, that they had to come back while dumping fuel, doing it at low altitude, right onto neighborhoods, school kids playing outside on playgrounds. They had to get medical attention. About 60 people, firefighters responded to complaints of skin burning, eyes burning, their lungs burning. They got treatment. Nobody was sent to hospitals, but they mainly just washed it off. But why? That's what a lot of people here want to know today.
And how much fuel did they dump?
Well, it was a lot. We don't have an exact number, but they were full. They were going LAX in a 777 LAX to Shanghai. That's a 13-hour flight or so that they had a lot of fuel on board. And the two valves were open, one on each of the wings, and it was just spraying out. It was almost like a crop duster going over, spraying this Jet A-type fuel right before they landed back at LAX. Again, low altitude, not that high up. So it was a lot. Still, they didn't get enough out. Delta says they landed heavy, which can be dangerous and heavy on the landing gear, but they definitely brought down the weight some because they were spewing out a lot of fuel.
Okay, Alex, kind of an incredible story that happened yesterday. That's Alex Stone joining us live this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.